All right, well, we work on our guests. Let me ask you a question.
Ask me.
You a big soccer fan?
Not really. I'll watch it sometime on Saturday before the lottery comes out. At 1 o'clock. I'll see what the lottery number is. Oh, soccer's on. Let me watch this 1 minute. Okay, the lottery number's been flashed up on the screen. Goodbye.
Lloyd's just it's a trail of smoke behind Lloyd as he runs away from the TV.
No, I'll watch it for a little while.
Well, the FIFA World Cup starts in, what, 8 days?
Yes.
In the United States.
Big deal.
Big deal. I don't know if anybody cares.
I mean, I don't hear many people my circle of friends talking about it much, you know.
Now, I love soccer.
Okay.
So I'm jazzed for it.
Okay.
I absolutely love it, and I love international soccer the most.
Okay.
All right. So this is the Olympics of soccer, right? This is your home country representing, and it's the World Cup. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Okay.
And all I've heard for years is, oh, here comes soccer. Oh, don't sleep on. Oh, soccer's getting more popular.
Yeah.
Soccer's getting more popular. And I think that is true to a certain extent. I mean, forever, you're listening to the best of FIFA talk here on WWE. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. I mean, it was at one point the most popular game for kids to play.
Oh,
because
man.
What do you need? A ball.
Listen.
That's all you need.
I was out over the weekend at an event, and there was a big soccer game with kids going on at the park.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you've got our town, our team in town here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it is popular among certain people, but broadly, I'm not entirely sure it is. Now, I would love to hear from you. 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. Is this on your radar? Isn't it? Why? Because I think it's a beautiful game. Some people don't like it. They flop it around and they're faking injuries and the whole thing. Yeah. You know, you hear about the magic water bottle, the magic squirt bottle, and they come out and all of a sudden, you know, it looked like they just blew their leg off in a horrifying car crash, and all of a sudden they're out scoring goals.
Goals, yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. But I was talking to our program or our promotions director yesterday.
Okay.
Who's a big DCFC fan, like big soccer fan. I'm like, are you excited for the World Cup? And he's like,
huh.
And I'm like, you're the guy who should be excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, if we can't get you to be excited, how can we expect anybody to be excited?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear more as it gets closer. But, you know, normally, you know, when you have something big like this, you would hear about it weeks. People will be talking it up, you know.
I mean, there has been a lot of talk about it, but it's not like, you know, it's not like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
I don't. It's just something that I was thinking about the last couple of days because I'm getting excited for it.
Okay.
And I just don't know if the same level of excitement is there. And judging by the feedback here, I'm going to say no.
How did you get that idea?
800-859-0957, 800-859-0957. WJR. A couple of weeks ago, the Michigan Court of Claims granted a preliminary injunction to the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation's lawsuit challenging unconstitutional earmarks hidden in the state budget process. And changes now could be coming as a result. Patrick Wright's the VP of Mackinac Center Legal Foundation and joins us to talk about it. Patrick, good morning. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
Why file the lawsuit? Why go down that path? And now, as a result of this preliminary injunction, what happens?
Well, we thought that the taxpayers were being abused because there was about $3 billion over 2 years of unconstitutional earmarks. And so we took them to court. We got a preliminary injunction from the court telling us that the process was improper. And we're hoping to get a little bit of the money back and stop the legislature from being able to do this in the future.
One of the major changes, a strict ban on earmarks going to for-profit companies and new requirements for nonprofits to have a physical presence in history of Michigan. What impact could that have on how money flows into local communities?
Well, Michigan's constitution for over 100 years has prohibited appropriations, earmarks, pork, whatever you'd like to call it, going to local or private purposes, unless there's a supermajority vote of two-thirds. So the what was happening was this was at a time of one party was in control and they wanted to help make sure that they can get reelected. And so the earmarks shot through the roof for a couple of years. And hopefully what this will do is make it a little bit harder for these things to go. We do have local revenues. The Constitution requires that revenue sharing. And so if you need a swimming pool at your high school, that can be handled by your local community. It really shouldn't be a state matter.
Is the Faye Badoon case the poster child of this? Of course, she was charged with 16 felony counts, according to or through the Michigan Attorney General's office. She had that $20 million grant that was meant to create a global business accelerator in Oakland County, but obviously that didn't end up happening. Is that the poster case for this?
Yeah, in some ways it is. It shows that without good oversight and without everybody being aware of what's going on, you can end up with some really ugly situations. That typically happens at the end of a budget cycle. So you have the House has one budget, the Senate has another. They go to something called a conference. They hash out their differences. And then lo and behold, 10 people get lots of earmarks, and those 10 people manage to vote for the budget. By making sure that the vote threshold is a lot higher, hopefully we will have a lot less of that. The House and the Senate also put in some things that are not constitutionally required, but improve the process, and that these things have to be disclosed a lot earlier in the budget process now, so they can't just be stuck in conference. They have to go through the committees and go through the vote on the floor and all of that other stuff. So that should help as well.
Patrick, how common is it for legislatures to tighten rules like this after scandals? And does it really, actually reduce misconduct long term?
Well, I have a running theory that if you show me this month's headlines, I'll show you next month's rules. and so usually there's a response to scandals. I do think that this will improve the process quite a bit. Before, in the last 10 years, we have had, by the way, $1 billion in proper earmarks where the vote was sufficient to have the two-thirds majority. But most of the time it had been in the low 60 and 70 millions, and then it just exploded. And so we're hopeful that, particularly with this indictment with the Faye Badoon thing and other investigations, that there's going to be a lot more scrutiny to this and that the problem will improve going forward.
Just 30 seconds left here. Does the lack of transparency here in the state lead to some of these problems?
Obviously you want more transparency as you can get. The House and the Senate are trying to make it more transparent by some internal rules. Those are not constitutional rules. They can be waived in the future. So groups like ourselves, people like yourselves, we're just going to have to keep an eye on this process and try and make sure that the taxpayers get protected.
Patrick Wright, we appreciate you as always. Thank you. We'll talk again very soon.
Appreciate being on.
Yeah, you got it. Coming up on the other side, it's meetyourclass.com, and you can, in fact, meet your class. It's next on JR Morning.
No matter where you look, rising costs are hitting Michiganders hard, and when you're forced to make those tough choices, like keeping on the lights and the heat, well, that shouldn't be one of them. Consumers Energy is stepping up, giving back $5 million to assistance agencies and supporting efforts to increase energy assistance dollars for families in need by 50%. And with personalized energy savings programs, you can take steps to start reducing your energy bills today. Count on Consumers Energy for support. Learn more at consumersenergy.com/help.